that men will praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Lord, we give you the glory, we exalt you. Thank you for the third day in the month of May 2026. Your grace has kept us. Your mercy has kept us. We are so grateful. Well, thank you because you are good, you are kind, you are more than what we can comprehend with our five senses. We exalt and appreciate you. Great is your faithfulness over our life. Thank you because you are good to us. Thank you for your wonderful works in our lives and in our family. Thank you for redeeming my life and the life of my family from the pit of hell. Thank you for delivering us from destruction. We exalt and appreciate you. We say thank you, Father. We appreciate you. We thank you for helping us. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your favor, for peace that supersedes all human understanding. We thank you because you are the one that has been delivering our lives from every form of confusion. Thank you for clarity. We exalt and appreciate you. We thank you for setting our feet in you. Thank you because we have you as a father we can call at all times. We thank you for the past, the present, and the future. We thank you for our daily growth. We thank you because you are the God who is trustworthy. We thank you for health. We thank you for wealth. We thank you for everything. We thank you for the joy. We thank you for the joy that we have in you. We exalt and appreciate you. All hail the power of Jesus' name. We hail you. Let angels prostrate fall. We, your children, say thank you for redemption. We say thank you for helping us to be seen in this unseen world. We thank you for sailing us through the journeys of life. We thank you for giving us victory. We thank you for saving us by your grace. We crown you Lord of Lords. We call you King of Kings. We exalt you. We praise you because you are the foundation of our lives. We thank you for making us whole. We thank you for your kindness. We thank you for your loving care. We thank you for the assurance of answered prayers. We thank you for the hope that we have in you because our hope will not be put to shame. We thank you for sustaining us. We thank you for another Sunday. We give you the glory. We exalt and appreciate you. We bring our sacrifices of praise. No words of our mouth is enough to quantify who you are. But in this little way, we say thank you, God, for everything. Thank you for who you are. Thank you for your being. Thank you for your existence. Because without you, we are nobody. We exalt and appreciate you. We bring our praises unto you. We say thank you, Father, for hitherto you have helped us. We are grateful. We say thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Hello, brethren. We are grateful to God for another Sunday. The first Sunday in the month of May, and I want us to make these words of declaration with me. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I will not be moved. In Jesus' name, I receive the strength of the supernatural. I am renewed. I am strengthened from my inner man. In the name of Jesus Christ, the supernatural controls my natural life. I refuse to live a natural life. I receive the strength, the wisdom, the understanding to walk in the supernatural. My life is ruled by the supernatural in the name of Jesus Christ. Heaven of mercies reign upon me in the name of Jesus Christ. Today, the Lord continually be my light and my salvation. I will not be afraid. I will not be scared of anything in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord is the strength of my life. Who will I be afraid of? The Lord trains my hand to battle in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord strengthens my arm in the name of Jesus Christ. He makes my way perfect in the name of Jesus Christ. He makes my feet like the feet of the deer and sets me on my high places in the name of Jesus Christ. The right hand of the Lord is powerful. It strengthens me in the name of Jesus Christ. Your right hand holds me up. In the name of Jesus Christ, the gentleness of God makes me great. In the name of Jesus Christ, my path is enlightened by the supernatural. In the name of Jesus Christ, my growth is powered by the supernatural. In the name of Jesus Christ, my feet will not slip because I have the backing of the supernatural. In the name of Jesus Christ, the supernatural sustains my life. In the name of Jesus Christ, the supernatural hands of the Lord holds me up. Supernatural hands of the Lord strengthens me, boldens me, make me courageous in the name of Jesus Christ. Because of the supernatural hands of the Lord, I will pursue, I will overtake, and I recover all in the name of Jesus Christ. My restoration is perfect in the name of Jesus Christ. My restoration becomes complete because the supernatural backs it up for me in the name of Jesus Christ. I am restored by the hands of the Father in the name of Jesus Christ. I receive victory. My testimony is complete in the name of Jesus Christ. I overcome the dragon by the blood of the Lamb and by the words of my testimonies in the name of Jesus Christ. I am free indeed in the name of Jesus Christ. My freedom is complete in the name of Jesus Christ. And I will continue to enjoy the freedom that the Lord has given to me. The freedom becomes my reality in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name of prayer, amen. Brethren, today is Sunday, the third day in the month of March. God has been so good to us. Today is our day of worship and we are glad and grateful to God. We're going to be praising God and blessing the name of the Lord from the book of Psalm. Psalm 103 says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name." Amen. The reason God created all earth is to praise the name of the Lord. I want us to do something. Before we do anything this morning, I want us to take a moment before taking our phone, before worrying about today, what I'm going to eat, before worrying about tomorrow, before saying anything, I want us to just bless our God. I want us to open our hearts, speak to our soul and say, "Bless the Lord." I want us to do the thing that David said. David, a warrior, said something in Psalm 103 verse 1. He said, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name." He did not wait for his feelings to catch up. He didn't wait for life to be perfect because he was in the midst of battle at that time. He told his soul, he told his mind, his emotion, his memories, his fears and everything about his life. He said, "Stand at attention. We are blessing God." Why are we blessing the Lord? We need to bless the Lord because our soul has this habit of worrying, of erring. We need to daily call our soul back to him that we need to praise the Lord. So as David said, "Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." I want us to do like David, speaking to our soul, telling our soul that you have to praise the Lord. "I will bless the Lord, not my problem. I will bless the Lord, not my anxiety. I will bless the Lord, not my feelings. I will bless the Lord, not what is trending. I will bless the Lord, not what hurts me. I will bless the Lord." Call your soul, speak to your soul. Bring your soul back. Say, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name." I want you to speak to your soul. I say, "My soul, are you ready? About to praise the Lord. Bless the Lord in spite of everything, because God has been good to us at all times." So I want you to intentionally speak to God. Speak to your soul as you are blessing him this morning. That, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within you, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, forget not all his benefit." We are alive today because we are enjoying the benefits to be among the living soul. It is not our money that has paid it, not our works of righteousness, but God has kept us. "Bless the Lord, do not forget his benefits, because he forgives our iniquities, he heals our diseases, he redeems our life from destruction, he crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercy, he satisfies our mouth with good things, so that our youth is renewed like the eagle." Verse 7 says, "He made known his way to Moses, his acts to the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious to you. The Lord is merciful and gracious to me. He is slow to anger and abounding in mercies. He will not always strive with us, nor will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sins," because when God counts sins, there is nobody that can stay. "But he did not deal with us according to our sins, nor punish us according to our iniquities. As far as the east is from the west, so far as he removed our transgression from us." So don't allow the devil to make you in a state that God has not given you. He said he has taken your transgression away. He has forgiven you and your sin. So forgive yourself and praise God. Come to his presence with a heart full of joy, because he has forgiven us. He has taken our transgression away. He said, "As the Father pities his children, so the Lord pities those who fear him. For he knows our frame, and he remembers that we are dust. God knows that we are dust. He knows that we are free. He knows we are vulnerable. He knows that we make mistakes. That is why he said we should bless him. As we are praising the Lord, as we are calling our soul to attention, as we are calling it to give God, he makes us to put our all in him and see this and take strength and draw strength from God, because he is the one that strengthens us. He is the one that is closer to us than anybody. He knows all you are going through. Leave them alone. Yes, you have a lot of complaints. Leave them alone. Yes, you have not gotten the answers to your requests. Leave those alone. Leave everything alone and bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Speak to your soul. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. And forget not who he is, because God is the supernatural. He has the power to do everything. So as we go to service today, and for those that don't have the opportunity to go, wherever you are, call your soul to attention and speak to your soul that you, my soul, hear ye the word of God. Bless the Lord no matter the current situation. Bless the Lord no matter the challenges. Bless the Lord if what you are seeing is not resonating with what you are expecting. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord from the depth of your heart. And as we bless the Lord, the blessings for blessing the Lord, we receive it in Jesus' name. Because when we bless the Lord, our burden is lifted. Our spirit man is renewed. The Lord takes everything that causes depression, the strength to praise him from our heart, the Lord release upon us in Jesus' name. I pray that we'll receive the strength to call our hearts, our soul, to attention, to give God the praise, no matter what we are going through. The Lord release upon us in Jesus' name. It is well with us in Jesus' name. The garment of praise is released upon us in the name of Jesus. Brethren, I want us to remember that the coming of the Lord is at hand. I want us to always put this consciousness in our heart and pray that, God, I receive strength to make it to eternal home in the name of Jesus Christ. It is well with us in Jesus' name. Have a wonderful service.